Lord, we want to thank you for your goodness to us.
主啊, 我们要为您的恩典献上感谢。
The longer we live, the more enthusiastic we are to say you're a good God.
主啊, 我们活得在这地上越长的时间, 我们越有这样的感恩, 说主啊, 你是一个好神。
And at this Thanksgiving time, we remember the encouragement of the psalmist who said, Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever.
主啊, 就像诗篇里说, 我们要赞美神, 因为他真的是对我们很好, 那, 他所做的一切都是美善。
So we do give thanks. And we pray now, Lord, that as we turn to the Word of God, that you will teach us.
主啊, 求您今天下午, 圣灵带领我们, 教导我们。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. 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 So if there are some who would like to go with Norma, now is the time to go. Okay, so we'll stay here today. And then... Alright, so Spring, can you remember what your question was?
春子们,你还记得你当时那个问题吗?
到底是要欢迎耶稣基督再来呢？还是我觉得内心里有恐惧？他再来就因为地球要毁灭的感觉吧？就是说，我们到底应该欢迎他来，还是不欢迎他来？
So the question is, shall we welcome? Shall we?
Sorry, I didn't get that, but anyway.
Yeah, the question is, shall we look forward to the second coming of Lord Jesus or not? Theoretically, we should because, he's our hope, but if he comes again, it means the end of this world. Mm-hmm. So it may be pretty scared so for us. So what's the right attitude?
All right. Very good. Well, maybe we can turn to the book of Philippians, I believe it is.
先翻到菲利比书, 新约的, 新约的347页。
And so you're going to help me find the verse now.
Yeah.
But the verse says that I have a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better, to stay with you. I think it's Philippians chapter 1.
1:23.
That's right.
1章23节, 新约的347页。
Okay, so the whole question is, do we want to go to heaven or do we want to stay here? What is the best thing? So, we're going to start reading verse 21. Philippians
1:21. 所以我们读一下菲利比书的1章21节,开始往下。
Alright, so would you like to read that in Chinese and then we'll all read it together in English?
Verse 21, right?
Yeah.
因我活着就是基督,我死了就有益处。
All right, let's read it in English then.
For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
So that pretty much states the difference between the present and the future.
所以这个基本上讲明了现在和未来的一个区别。
The Christian says in this life, it's all about the Lord Jesus Christ.
那基督徒说呢,现在有的这一生呢,都是关乎基督的。
But if we die, then it's even better.
那我们死了呢,会更好。
So we want to live in this life, but if we go to the next life, it would be better for us.
那我们当然愿意在今生待着,但如果我们要去到我们下一段旅程呢,对我们是更有益处的。
But as we go through life, we realize that there are far more important things than what is best for me.
are more important.
The more important things than just what is best, the best thing for me. Best for other people is more important than what's best for me.
Okay, so stay here, right?
That's right. Okay. That's right.
但是我们留在这里呢，会有什么事情更重要呢？会对我对别人比对我们更重要。
So verse 22 then says, if I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet, what shall I choose? I do not know.
22节说，但我在肉身活着，若成就我功夫的果子，我就不知道该挑选什么。
He says, I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far.
然而我在我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。
But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body.
然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧的。
So he says, it's better for me if I can just go to heaven now, but it's better for you if I stay.
所以他讲的一个逻辑就是，对于我来说呢，肯定是离开更好。但是对你们来说呢，他保罗说的，对这些腓立比人来说呢，我肯定留下来对你们更好。
So verse 25, convinced of this, I know that I will remain and will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith.
所以25节，我既然这样深信，就知道仍住在世间，且与你们同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
So that through my being with you again, your joy in Jesus Christ will overflow on account of me.
叫你们在基督耶稣里的欢乐，因我再到你们那里去就越发加增。
So that's to me a good perspective on the question.
所以对我来说，这是个很好的角度来回答这个问题。
Heaven is going to be a better place.
那天堂一定是一个更好的地方。
ButThere's a lot of growing to take place here, and therefore those of us who love the Lord Jesus, we want to stay in order to help those who still remain.
那在地上呢，有很多成长的工作需要做，我们需要在这地上要为了他人做很多的工。
So many years ago,Our mother, Norma's mother and my mother, our mother was dying.
那很多年前呢，我和 Norma 的妈妈要快死了。
And her phrase was very interesting. She says, you know, I don't want to die because my work isn't finished.
所以她死前说的话呢，很有意思。她说我不是很想走啊，因为我的工作没做完。
She says, I've still got things to do.
我依然还有工作要做。
I think she was maybe disappointed in her son and wanted him to learn a bit more.
我猜她可能对她的儿子不是特别满意，想多教导他一些。还有她的女儿。
But the fact is that she said, there's more things that I would like to do. Not for herself. She wanted to do more for other people.And so she died reluctantly in that sense because she felt she had a responsibility to do more for other people.
她说有很多工作要做呢，不是指她自己的事，她是有很多为别人的事还可以做。所以从这个意义上呢，她不情愿离开，是因为她愿意在地上成为别人的益处。
So I remember the first time I wrestled with this question, I was a little boy.I was probably 8 years old.
我小的时候，大概八岁的时候。
And, it was after Sunday school one afternoon.
有一天下了这个主日学的课。
And the father of one of our Sunday school children came up to my father to complain about what they were teaching his daughter in Sunday school.
那有一个我们主日学的这个孩子的父亲呢，就跑到我父亲那里去抱怨关于这个主日学教他女儿的这个课程的内容。
And I was standing beside my father as this man was speaking to him. The man was, he was pretty angry.
然后呢，我正站在我父亲边上，然后这个人就在跟我父亲抱怨，他很生气。
And he said to my father, you're teaching my daughter the wrong things.
他跟我父亲说，你在教导我女儿错误的东西。
He said, she's so keen to go to heaven, she doesn't want to live here anymore.
他说他太想去天堂了，他都不想在这待了。
Okay, well, and I thought to myself, that's the first time I've ever thought of it that way. That's very interesting.
我就跟自己说，哎，这个很好的角度，我从来没想过这事啊。
Okay, so it's not illogical for us to say, I want to go to heaven.
这个不是很合逻辑说我想去天堂。
But God has says, I've got some work that I want you to do, and so you stay here while you do some more work, please.
上帝说呢，我有些工作让你在地上做，你要你在这边做完，把你要做的事做完。
But he also says that there's three key things that you will learn as you go through difficult days in life.
然后他说呢，也一样，还有三个很重要的事情，你会在你一生比较困难的这一生呢，会学到的。
Usually we want to go to heaven because we got lots of problems right here.
那我们有的时候想去天堂，主要是因为地上的日子太难过了。
Sometimes we say, if I were to go to heaven, I wouldn't have a backache anymore.
有的时候呢，我去天堂，我就再也不会背疼了，我背很疼。
Sometimes we say, if I were to go to heaven, I wouldn't have to put up with Mr. So-and-so anymore.
然后呢，有的时候呢，我去天堂，我就不用再忍受某某人了。
Or I wouldn't have to work, or I wouldn't have to pay all that money.
然后我就不用再工作那么累，也不用再付那些钱了。
So why doesn't God take us to heaven right now?
那为什么上帝不把我现在带走算了？
Okay, so I want you to turn for three reasons. First of all, to the book of James, chapter
1。三个原因啊，那我们先来看呢，雅各书，新约的雅各书的一章，403页，新约。
James chapter 1, and we're just going to read two or three verses together, starting with verse 2.
从二节开始，雅各书的一章二节。
It says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of any kinds.
我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐。
Okay, so the last time you had a big problem, did you have a great big smile on your face and say, oh, yippee, I got another big problem?
你前一次有大麻烦的时候，你会不会说，哎呀，太高兴了，我又有大麻烦。
Okay, what's the matter with this? James says, you consider it pure joy when you've got a trial.
那你看这个雅各这么说的，那你在这些百般试炼中，你要大喜乐。
And the answer is in verse 3.
答案就在第三节。
Because you know that the testing or trial of your faith develops perseverance.
因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐。
Okay, the more problems you've got, the more you develop the character of pushing through. Keep going.
你更多的问题会带来你在这个里面更多的忍耐。
And then the next line says, perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
So it's trials, difficulties in this life that strengthen your character and your person so that you become a mature person while you're alive and you don't have great needs.
所以当你在困难和试炼当中的时候，你要知道神借着这个正在熬炼你的性格，让你更加有信心。 让你在你的一生当中都能够有提升。
So that's what the book of James is all about.
这就是雅各书讲的整篇讲的内容。
Now turn to 1 Peter, just over two or three pages in your Bible, to 1 Peter.
我们再往后翻一点点到彼得前书409页。
1 Peter, and we're going to read chapter 1 again.
一章。
And it says in verse 6,
六节,
in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials.
因此六节说，你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般试炼中暂时忧愁。
So that's very interesting. Peter is saying, trials are good for you. You should be happy when you have trials. Verse 7 says, these trials come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perisheth, even though it be refined by fire, may be proved genuine, and may result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
所以彼得在这里说呢，试炼对我们有好处的，我们要喜乐，因为是叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着荣称赞荣耀尊贵。
So Peter says, your trials, they're very, very valuable.
所以彼得说呢，你们的受的试炼呢是非常非常有价值的。
So, if you had here in front of you two things, I'm going to take this call because it's important. Just give me a moment. Hello? Yes, sir. Derek, excuse me. All right, so here's my question then.
好，现在是我的问题。
If you had a choice,
如果你有一个选择,
and the choice was, here's a big trial in my life. And here's a pile of gold.
那这个左边呢是我一生要面对的很多试炼，右边是一堆金子。
And you had to choose which one you would like.
那你必须得选哪，你要哪一个。
Would you like a trial?
你要试炼吗？
Or would you like some gold?
还是要金子。
Okay. Now, go back and read verse 7 and tell me what you want.
那我们读第七节，你看看想要什么。
You read verse 7, tell me what you want.
你读完第七节你就会知道想要什么。叫你的信心比火试验人能坏的金子更显宝贵。
Okay.So, here's your choice. You can get gold. What's going to happen to the gold you get? The verse tells you what's going to happen to the gold you get.
如果你要了选了金子呢，这一节经文告诉你金子未来会怎么样。
It's going to perish. Okay? And so you'll get a little gold for a little while. And then one day you'll look and say, what happened to my gold? And you'll say, oh, that's not gold anymore.And we don't know what's going to happen to it, but it's not going to be around. I know this, that after you die, when you die, how much gold do you take with you when you go to heaven?
你可以选择黄金，但是呢，这个黄金呢，它不能持久的保有。你可能过一阵，你看，这个黄金怎么变这样了？然后呢，我们死的时候，你能带走多少呢？
Somebody asked about a rich man who died.
有人问一个富人，他死了，他快死了。
And they asked the question, how much did he leave?How much money did he leave?
Left, I believe.
Leave, yeah. How much did he leave when he died? How much did he leave?
Okay. Yeah. 就是他死的时候他留下多少钱?
And the answer was, he left it all.
答案是呢，他把所有都留下了。
Okay. When you die, you don't take any gold with you to heaven.
你不能带,
you don't take any bonds, you don't take any, you leave it all.
对，你不能带任何的黄金，不能带任何的债券跑去这个。
So if you said I want the gold, then when you die, it's all gone, and before you die, most of it'll be gone too. Or you could have the trials. Okay, what happens to the trials? Read the verse and tell me what happens to the trials.
那我们可以选择黄金，那我们死的时候肯定带不走，也许在我们死以前它就不见了。所以，那我如果我们选择这个试炼呢？你这节经文告诉我们关于试炼是什么？
What happens to the trials? You get praise and glory and honor. How long do they last for?
Forever.
So 所以如果我们得着了试炼呢，就得着了称赞、荣耀和尊贵，而且要持续多久呢？持续到永恒。
So what you going to go for?
你要想什么呢？
You say, well, not much point in going for gold. Let's take the trials.
我们要试炼，我不要黄金。
Okay, so James tells us that the trials will result in help and character while you live. You'll get good character, you'll get strength, you'll get everything you need. The trials will be the foundation of good things in you, for you in life.
所以雅各书呢告诉我们，这些试炼呢是陶造我们的性格，让我们人呢变得更加的像耶稣的这个一个根基。
First Peter says that you endure the trials and on reward day after death you get praise and glory and honor. Well, that sounds pretty good.
那彼得在这里的告诉我们的是，这个试炼呢，在我们之后啊，那末日审判的时候呢，它会带来称赞、荣耀和尊贵啊，那个是未来的赏赐。
Okay, 2 Peter, please. Just over a few more pages, 2 Peter this time.
我们已经看了两个点，看彼得后书 ,which chapter?
Chapter 1.
也是一章416页。
Alright, and verse 4, for sake of time, says, through these, God has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
彼得后书一章四节，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
Would you like to be like Jesus?
你想不想和基督一样啊？
Would you like to have His nature?
你想不想有他的性情？
Some people say, you know, I'm only human.
有的人说我就是个人。
I always say, oh, what a pity, too bad for you. You're only human.
我说哎呀，这很可惜啊，对你很糟糕。你只是个人吗？
God says, I don't want you to be only human. I want you to be like Jesus.
然后我们不想只是一个人，我们想要跟耶稣一样。
How do we get to be like Jesus?
我们怎么才能跟耶稣一样呢？
We hang on to the promises.
我们抓住他的应许。
When do you need the promises most? In good days or bad days?
那你什么时候需要应许？在好的时候还是不好的时候？
That's right. In good days, you don't really need them very much because everything's fine.
好的日子呢，你可能不一定想得起来，因为你什么事情都是很好的。
But in the bad days, oh, you need those promises. How are you going to get through the bad days? Promises are going to do it.
那在不好的时候呢，你真的需要那些应许。你怎么能够熬过那些时刻呢？那神的应许能帮助。
And so when you go through the trials of life, you end up becoming like Jesus. You become a partaker of the divine nature.
然后当你熬过行过这试炼的时刻，你就会有神的神圣的那个性情。
All right. So, trials are good. We could go to heaven right now, but if we did, we'd miss out on three things.
所以试炼是好的，我们可以现在就去天堂，但如果我们就离开了呢，我会丢掉三样刚才讲的特别好的东西。
We miss out on the development of character right now.
我们会现在的这个性格的培养就没了。
We would miss out on all the good things we could get on reward day.
那我们在审判日、赏赐日的那个好东西都没了。
And we'd miss out on being a full partaker of the divine nature for all eternity.
那我们在基督的性情上有份的这个好事也没了。
Problems right now are really good. Say thank you.
所以这是非常好的，我们要感谢神。
All right, Spring, does that answer your question?
春子妹，这个有回答到你的问题吗？
没有，应该回答了一部分。
Partly.
Okay, what's the other part?
那另外没回答的那部分是什么？ 你可以再解释清楚，我再翻给他。
我觉得他回答的是，我们应该留在这个世上，经过什么试炼，得到荣耀，得到什么完美的性格。但是他没有回答，他实际是害怕离世。即使我们现在见到很多虔诚的基督徒，无论贫穷富贵，只要精神正常，没有抑郁症，他都是穷其财富或者穷其任何先进的科技手段，想延长寿命。
嗯。
还是会害怕死。
Okay, yeah. So the other part, she said, it's the scale of the death. So even some Christian, they will try their every effort to extend their life.
Yes.
And everybody, when facing death, is still quite scared. So why is that?
Why are people afraid of death?
Okay. Yeah. So afraid of death is still part of it. So the other main part is to afraid of the judgment. Yeah. So yeah. So I'm not perfect.
Yes.
If I face Jesus, I'm not perfect. So if he come and judge the world, I will be scared.
Yes. All right. So a couple of verses that we should look at then. I think we'll look at Romans chapter 5 first.
我们先看罗马书的五章。罗马书，新约的罗马书，271页。
Romans chapter 5.
271.
271, right. Okay. Romans chapter 5 and,
271. Which verse?
I guess it's Romans chapter 8 that I want.
八章，罗马书八章。275, 知道。
Yes, Romans chapter 8 and verse 1.
哦，罗马书的八章一节。
All right. So, it says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
275页，罗马书八章一节，这么说，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
The Greek language has two words translated, both of them by one word.
那希腊的原文有两个词都翻作可以翻作一个词。
So we have a word which is called judgment.
那有一个呢，我们叫做审判。
And we have another word which is condemnation.
那有一个词呢叫定罪。
And when we think of it, we think judgment is the time you stand before the judge and the judge reads the verdict to you. He judges you.
那我们想到审判呢，是我们面对法官，法官读你一切的案情，然后呢给你下判定。
And the other word is condemnation, and that's the result of the judgment.
那第二个叫定罪呢，其实就是审判完了的结果就是定罪。
So if I were a really bad man,
如果我是
很坏的人, and I went to the judge,
然后我跑去法官那儿,
the judge might say, Harold, I find you guilty. I've looked at all the evidence, and you are guilty.
那我去法官那呢，法官会这么说 ,Harold, 我看了所有的案情，你是有罪的。
Therefore, you must go to prison for 5 years.
所以因此呢，你要去坐牢坐五年。
Oh, I would say that's very, very bad.
我说哎呀，那很糟糕。
Okay, so there's two things that I wouldn't like. I wouldn't like the condemnation, 5 years.
有两件事我不喜欢。第一呢，我不喜欢那个定罪的结果五年。
But also, I wouldn't even like to have to be judged.
那我第二个呢，我也不愿意就被审判。
My friend went to prison. I was with him one day, and he went to prison, and the judge started talking to him. He was sitting there long before the judge found him guilty. He was sitting there. He was trembling so bad that he had to hang on to the armchair. He was just petrified. He wasn't guilty at this point. But he just knew that the judge was going to be examining him, and he was just petrified.
那我有,
I don't want condemnation. I don't want judgment.
那我有一次陪一个朋友去上法庭，那法官要审他的案子，在这之前呢，他要等一段时间，他就坐在那个椅子上一直发抖，很害怕，一直发抖。他虽然最后呢没有这个被判有罪，但他的这个前面的那段时间，他是非常害怕。Okay,
so. The result of this then is that if you are in Christ Jesus, there's neither condemnation or judgment. You don't even have to go before the judge.
所以, 第八节讲的就是我们如果在基督里呢，我们既没有这个定罪，也没有被审判，我们就不用来去面对那个审判官了。
So if you never have to go before the judge, you don't feel bad.
如果你们从来没有去到那个审判官面前，你就不会觉得不舒服了。
Okay, you don't feel bad if you know that you're not going to have to be judged. You say, listen, I know I did it, but you see, I don't even have to appear before the judge. I've already been forgiven.
你说的，哎呀，是我知道我做了，我也知道不对，但是，我已经被赦免了，我都不用去见那个审判官了。
All right. So the question is, how do you get to be in Christ Jesus?
那是答问题就是我怎么才能在基督里呢
？So, John chapter 5.
约翰福音五章。
John chapter 5 and verse 24 we're going to read.
约翰福音五章二十四节，一百六十九页。
Okay, John 5:24. This is a verse that you should all memorize, please.
这是一个我希望大家都去背的一段经文。
Some of you like to underline a verse in your Bible. You go ahead and underline this one, but it's so good you want to memorize it as well.
那很多人喜欢在这个圣经上把它重点划下来，这句完全值得你划下来。这个如此的好，你应该都把它记住。
It says, I tell you the truth. Whoever hears my word,And believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned or judged. He has crossed over from death to life.
我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我话，这是耶稣讲的，听我话又信差我来者的就有永生，不至于定罪，不至于被审判，是已经出死入生了。
So this verse says that these people who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ will never be condemned. They will never even be judged.
所以这些信靠耶稣基督的人是不会再被定罪，也不会再遭审判。
So, Spring, you say to me, Harold, are you afraid of death?
那春子妹，如果你问呢？So Harold, 你害不害怕死亡?
And I say no.
我说不。
I will tell you that I don't really look forward to dying.
那我告诉你了，我并不是很期望、盼望得着死亡。
Dying could be very hard. It's probably going to be painful.
那个死亡的过程呢，可能会很痛苦。
And it'll be difficult for those I love.
对于我所爱的那些人呢，也是一件很难。
Dying, I don't like.
这个死亡的这个过程我不喜欢。
But death, that's not a problem. Because you see, I've already been passed from death unto life.
所以 死亡本身不是一个问题，因为我已经出死入生了，我已经是新造的人。
And so I won't have to be judged, and I won't be found guilty when I get to heaven. There's going to be one great big word over my forehead, and it's going to be this: forgiven.
因为我已经得着了赦免，我的罪已经得着了。赦免，我不需要再去面对定罪和审判。所以当我去天堂的时候呢，我额头上大大写俩字，就是赦免。
Okay, so if I were to steal $100 from Long,
如果 Harold 从我这偷了100块钱。
And then Long were to say to me, Harold, don't worry about that. I forgive you.
然后我跟他说呢，我说也不用担心这事，我原谅你了。
And then he would say to me after that, when are you going to pay me back?
然后我就会问他，你什么时候还我钱啊？
I would say, Long, you just forgave me. I don't have to pay you back. Remember, you forgave me.
然后我就会说呢，你不是原谅我了吗？我不需要再还你钱了，否则你怎么叫原谅我、赦免我呢？
And when Jesus forgives my sins, then I don't have to pay him back because he's forgiven me.
因为当神耶稣原谅我的罪的时候，我也不需要再还他，因为他原谅就原谅了。
Therefore, I'm not afraid of Judgment Day.
所以这就是为什么我不会担心审判日的原因。
I've been forgiven.
因为我已经得到
赦免。How do you get that?
你怎么得到他呢？
Two things. What are the two things you have to do? Read the verse. Tell me the two things you have to do in order to have that forgiveness, that no condemnation.
两件事情，你看读了经，你告诉我，要得到这不被定罪有两件事情。
You have to
believe.
You have to hear it. That's the first thing. You got to hear it.
那第一，你要听见他的话。
You can't get the blessing of it unless you hear it.
你如果你都没听，你不可能得到这个祝福。
Why did you come to Bible study today?
你今天为什么要来圣经学习呢？
Came to hear it, didn't you?
你要听啊。
That's right, we came to hear it.
对，你总是要先听。
Okay? Now, having heard it, what are you going to do? You say, Lord, I choose to believe it.
然后呢，当你听了以后，你会怎么样？你说，主啊，我要信。
It's only the people who believe it who get the benefit of it.
所以那些信的他就得着了这样的好处。
What's it say behind us? Whosoever will to the Lord may come.
那这个黑板上写的就是。
What do you have to do? You've got to come.
任何愿意的人就都可以到主这里来。那我们要做的是什么？去来呀，来是我们要做的动作，总是要到主那里来。
So when I was a little boy,
我是个孩子的时候
I climbed out of my bed one night and I said, Lord Jesus, I'm here to tell you this. I believe it. I'm coming. I want you to forgive me.
我有一天从床上爬起来，我早上我说主啊，我要相信你啊，我要你来赦免我的罪。
And I'll tell you the truth, I have never worried about my sin since.
那我要告诉你一个事实，就从此以后我再也没有为我的罪担心过。
I've been ashamed of what I've done.
那我的确为我曾经做过的事感到很羞愧。
But I have never felt that I had not been forgiven because this verse says, Harold, you are forgiven. There will be no condemnation. That's what Jesus said.
但是呢，我从来没有感受到我没有被赦免，和有被定罪的感觉，就是因为这些经文，他告诉我，我一切的罪都已经得着赦免了，我不会再被定罪。
Who are you going to believe?
我们要信靠谁呢？
I say Jesus, I'm going to believe you. That's what I'm going to do. You say I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven. Long says Harold, you're forgiven. Don't worry about that $100. You're forgiven. I'm going to say I'm forgiven.
那我要信靠耶稣。耶稣说我得赦免了，我就得赦免了。那我不会再担心那100块钱的事了。
So it's the believing that says I choose this. I believe it. I come. That is what gives us the foundation. What happens actually is this.
那这就是我们信呢，我们选择就成了我们的这个这样的信，就成了我们里面的根基。
When we believe it, the Lord Jesus comes right into our hearts.
当我们相信的时候呢，耶稣就进到了我们心里。
And he changes us from the inside.
他从我们里面开始改变我们。
And after a while, we realize I'm different. The Holy Spirit has been in me. He has changed me. He has helped me.
那我过一阵，我发现，哎，我好像变了，因为圣灵在我里面啊，他改变我，他帮助我。
And that's the confirmation of our belief.
这个是因为我们的信而从神得来的安慰。
All right. So, Spring, does that help you anymore?
因为这恐惧啊，还不光是我个人的，他还有就是亲朋好友，
对，
因为那个这个他们没有，好像他没这机会了，很多人没有这机会，所以也觉得有一层这个也好像不太愿意他再来，不要那么快再来，
还有就是那个。Harold 的那两个例子我觉得都有点极端，一个说偷了你100块钱，你说不计较他 OK， 就是不告他，就是没有诉讼，
对，
但是他应该还给你，这是常识，他说就可以不记这事儿了，这个也不对。还有就是我说句不太恰当的，如果我到了70-80岁以上，我也觉得不惧怕死亡，可是你要我这个年龄，我觉得还有父母需要送终，还有子女需要抚养，都是惧怕，非常惧怕死亡。
The question on two aspects.
Yes.
On Spring's question, one additional angle is it's not necessarily purely our feeling. It's also concern about our friends, our family members, because some of them they may not be saved now.
Yes.
And at least we are not expecting Lord to come so soon that. She may feel that they need more time to be saved. Yeah, so it's also afraid of second coming of or the judgment day.
Yes.
Brenda's question is two questions. One is for your example that you owe me $100. She said theoretically you should. Although I forgive you, you should repay me $100 back. Yeah.
He would.
So, and second question is, if I was pretty old, maybe I'm not that scared of death. But if at my age, Brenda said at her age, she still have father, parents to be careful, or to be care about, and children to be care about. So, still, she's pretty afraid of death. So, yeah, how to explain that?
Okay, and I'm not sure that I can remember all those questions. I'm going to try to take them one at a time. when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you rest in Him, and then you pray, and you say, now, Lord, you save me. Thank you very much. I want you to save my friends and relatives. And you pray. And you just pray that the Lord will do what is right. If Jesus Christ is the Lord, He's going to do what is right for everybody.
所以当我们信靠主的时候，我们会这么说，我说主啊，谢谢你，你拯救了我，但是我们很关心也很担心我们身边的朋友和亲人，然后我就会为他们祷告。我们祷告的时候呢，我们就把他们的生命交在主的手里。既然他是主呢，他一定所做的事情是比我们要好，更加要美善。那他肯定比我们更爱那些我们所关心的人，那他为我们所关心的人所预备的一定也是最好的。所以我们只管祷告，他一定会行那最好最当行的事。
And so you say, Lord, you help me tell my friends, my relatives, those I love, you help me tell them about you, and you're going to come back at the right time.
然后呢，我会祷告说，主啊，你求你来告诉这些还不认识你的人的关乎你的事， 那你也会在合适的时候再回来，这都是在你看来最好的安排。
And you say you're going to take me to heaven at the right time.
然后你也会说呢，你也会在合适的时候把我带到天堂去。
The Christian says, Lord, I'm going to give all the responsibility to you for the circumstances. I will take my responsibility and tell them all about Jesus.
然后呢，基督徒是把一切在环境里的这个责任呢都交在主的手里，因为他是环境的主。那我们只负我们自己的责任，我们把该说的话该做的事给出去就好了。
You can't change the circumstances.
我们改变不了环境，对，这不是我们的能力。
But you can live your responsibility and tell them about Jesus.
但是我们总可以把自己该说的关于耶稣的事告诉别人，这是我们可行的责任。
Now, Brenda, how does that answer not satisfy your question? You had two questions. Your first question was related to that, wasn't it?
I agree with you because I think that's the last solution.
Okay.
I only can.
因为到那个时候，我只能接受，只能像您说的那样去做。
Yeah. So,
yeah.
So she said this is the only possible solution for her.
Yes. Okay.
Maybe the only way.
All right. But Brenda had another question or another part of a question or something. That was it?
Yeah. That was
it. Okay. All right. That's very good. Anything else? We were going to be on things prophetic. We haven't got on to all prophecy yet. So, Li Ling's question on Tuesday night was, what about Armageddon?
关于哈米基多顿。
Was that your question, Li Ling?
Yes, Armageddon.
Okay. So, I'm going to hand you out some, some papers and, I don't know. I thought I had enough. I might not even have enough papers here.
Maybe I do the photocopy.
Hang on. Let me see if I've got more. We might need some more. Just check.
You have more?
That's right. I've got one. That's all that's necessary. Norman and I can share. Just see how many more we need. Get us a dozen. Yeah. All right. So this is a little schematic of what is going to happen in the future.
这是一个比较简洁的一张图啊，就是未来要发生什么事情的一张图，对圣经描述的。
And getting right to Li Ling's question. Okay, there's more there than I thought there were.
It's all right, I'll take them.
Keep them coming.
It's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. You got one? All right. So Li Ling asked the question, what about the battle of Armageddon?
那这个问题是关于哈米吉多顿大战是就当中那把两把剑的这个是什么意思?
This is a schematic that starts over on the left side with where we are now. And it goes all the way to the time when the new heavens and the new earth and the lake of fire are all in. This is the end of the time the Bible talks about.
所以我们是从左边往右边走的时间。所以从最左边就是我们现在的状态，一直到最右边新天新地和火湖和审判的那个，这都圣经描述的一个过程。
And in the middle here, just off to the right, is a cross, a couple of swords, and the name is the Battle of Armageddon.
然后在这个当中呢，有两把剑呢，上面写的叫做哈米吉多顿大战。
So, we really can't explain the Battle of Armageddon until we explain the chart.
那我们不能解释这个战呢，除非我们要把整个图讲明白。
And the chart is going to take us more time than just today to explain. I want to go through it with you in little expanded parts just to give us the kind of background we need. So let's start way over on the left-hand side.
那我们先从左边开始啊，今天。因为这个要把整个图解释明白了，一次课肯定是不够，我们尝试先讲一些。
And on the left side here, we've got in the middle of the page a little line that says the broad way.
那在这个左边呢，有一个小，有一行字叫宽，宽门，宽路。
It's a name that has been picked up by nations all around the world, and they've named their streets Broadway.
这是很多国家都用的一条这个路名叫 Broadway.
Okay, so not all of you knew that Broadway was a biblical name.
很多人都不知道 Broadway 其实是一个圣经的名字。
Okay, it's a biblical name, Broadway. All right, so turn to the book of Matthew chapter 7.
宽街，宽街，是宽街对。我们看看马太福音的七章。
Now, I'm not sure how many of you live on Broadway.
我不知道多少人住在 Broadway。
I know Eric Peterson lives on Broadway.
我知道 Eric Peterson 住在 Broadway.
Okay, and we're going to read together verses 13 and 14.
我们读一下马太福音的七章十三和十四节。
And I think we should read this in both English and Chinese. So, Long, why don't you give it in Chinese and then we'll all read it in English.
我先帮大家读中文，然后一起读英文。十三节，你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
All right, verse 13 says, Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Okay?So there we have, we've got the broad way and the narrow way.
那我们有两条路了，宽门和窄门。
So where does the broad way lead?
那我们宽门引向哪里呢？宽路。
The broad way leads to?
Paris.
Destruction, to perishing, that's right.
宽路引向灭亡。
Okay, and off the broad way is a narrow way.Way.
宽路边上有一条窄路。
And there's a gate.
有一扇门。
Through which one must walk. You gotta go through the gate in order to get to the narrow way.
那你要进到窄门，窄路呢，你要过这扇门。
Okay. So the Bible teaches then that everybody who lives is born on the broad way.And because we're all children of Adam and Eve, because Adam sinned, so the sin nature and the practice of sin has come to all of us. We're all on the broad way and we're all leading to destruction.
那圣经告诉我们，我们生下来呢，我们是生在这条宽路上的，因为亚当和夏娃犯了罪呢，所以我们生来都是罪人，所以我们在这条一开始的起点是在这条宽路上。
So we say, okay, that's not where I want to go. I don't want to go to destruction.
是不是我想要待的地方？我不想要去灭亡。
But off the Broadway is a side road, which is the narrow way.
那在宽路边上呢，是一条旁边的路，是窄路。
And so the Lord says, that's what I want you to do. I want you to turn from the Broadway and get onto the narrow way. Where's the narrow way lead?
那耶稣告诉人，我希望你们离开这宽路，进到窄路。这窄路带我们去哪？
The narrow way leads to life.
带我们去生命。
And so we say, oh boy, that's where I want to go. I want to get onto the narrow way.
你说呀，这是我想要去的，我想要去窄门窄路。
All right, so maybe we should just look up these two other verses here. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12.
我们再查一下其他的两上面写的两节经文，一个是箴言的14章十二节。
Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12.
旧约1049页。旧约1049页，14章的十二节。
That's page 1049, I believe. Most of us have that page.
1049.
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12.
14章的十二节。
All right, and it says, "There is a way that seems right." To a man. But in the end, it leads to death.
就上面说，有一条路，人以为正，至终成为死亡之路。
Many people will tell you they're not following Jesus, they're going their own way and everything's just fine.
有人，很多人会说呢，我不要跟随耶稣，我要走自己的路，什么事情都会好的。
And you say to them now, can you explain everything on that way? They say, oh yeah, everything's fine, I got it all figured out, don't worry about me, I'm doing fine.
你会说，你能不能解释这条路的过程？你说，哎呀，这条路上什么都是好的，我都会能解决的。
But the Bible says the end of that way is the way of death.
圣经说呢，这一条路至终必为死亡之路。
And so life is full of stories of men who thought they were going the right way, but it ended in death.
生活中很多这样的故事，人觉得他走了对的路、正的路，其实最终还是死亡的路。
I'm just thinking of the various stories. There was a man who was involved in the French Revolution.
有一个人呢，他被卷到了法国大革命里面去。
And those of you from an Asian background will maybe not know this fellow whose name was Voltaire.
Voltaire. He's a writer, right?
He was a writer, yes, and a philosopher.
Okay.应该是伏尔泰。
He was a very, very famous man at the time of the French Revolution.
他在法国大革命的时候非常非常的有名。他应该是个作家和哲学家。
And he bragged when he was alive that he was going to get rid of the Bible. And he didn't want to have anything to do with the Bible.
他在有生之年他说我不要去管这个圣经，我也不想读任何关于圣经的东西。
He bragged that within 50 years of his death, there wouldn't be one single Bible left in France.
然后他甚至夸口说呢，在他死后的50年里面呢，法国不会再留一本圣经。
He died a most terrible death, defying God in agony, crying out blasphemy. He ended with a terrible death.
然后他在一个特别特别糟糕的状态下，他诋毁上帝，然后他
realizing
很多的愁苦，
realizing that he was going to go to hell，
他意识到他是要下地狱的。
The end of his story is very interesting. 50 years after he died, the Christians had bought his house. They had a printing press in the basement, and they were publishing Bibles.
然后呢，这个故事非常有意思的是呢，他死了以后呢，50年，基督徒把他的那个留下那个房子给买了，然后呢，在他地下室开了一个印刷车间，专门印圣经。
How foolish！
啊，是非常愚蠢的。
There was a man by the name of Karl Marx.
Karl Marx.
Karl Marx.
Karl Marx.
Every Chinese knew it.
Every Chinese knew it. That's right.
Yeah.
Karl Marx, when he was a young man, teenager,
年轻的时候，十几岁的时候，
wrote a marvelous essay on John chapter 15 in your Bible.
他写了一个特别好的一个 essay， 就是一个作文，一个评论文，内容就是约翰福音的三章。
But he turned away from God.
但是呢，他远离了神。
And he lived his life opposed to God.
他也用他的一生来反对神。
But he wrote a lot, as you know.
但是他写了很多东西，你都知道。
One of the things that he wrote that people don't know too much about goes like this.
他写过的东西当中一个，很多人不是很了解的当中一个是。
He said, heaven I've forfeited. I know it full well. That probably should be translated if you can.
Forfeited. Means
gave away. Squandered.
And the second part is?
I know it full well. I know it very well. I know that heaven I forfeited.
Oh, okay. 就是天堂啊，我已经丢掉了，我不要了。我非常清楚的知道我不要了。
Then he said, my soul wants, can't remember, my soul wants true to God.Is chosen for hell.
说，我的灵，我的魂，我的灵魂要非常真实的面对上帝呢。我说，我是要选择地狱的。
Okay, as a young man, he knew about God, and then he turned away from God and said, "I'm going in the right way now."
所以这是个年轻人，他年轻的时候他是认识上帝的。然后他说我转离，我不要这个上帝。
And then when he got to an older man, he said, "I made the wrong decision. I am going to hell."
然后，当他到年老的时候，他知道他选错了，他知道他要去到这个地狱了。
They don't tell you that part of his life in the communist textbooks.
对 that's
right, but that's Karl Marx. I'm quoting Karl Marx.
所以我是在引用他的话，这是他说过的话，所以这个是可能我们不知道的背景。
There is a way that seems right to man, but if it's a broad road way, if it's not Jesus, it is bound for destruction.
所以这个若不是耶稣呢，这就是宽路引向灭亡的宽路。
Now John chapter 10 and verse 9.
来看这个窄路。约翰福音十章九节。182页新约。
John chapter 10 and verse 9.Jesus said, I am the gate, I am the door. Whoever enters through me will be saved.
耶稣说，我就是门呢，凡从我进来的必然得救。
So how do we get to heaven? How do we get salvation?
那我们怎么才能去天堂，怎么才能得救呢？
Through Jesus.
通过耶稣。
What's the chorus say? Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life.
就像圣诗说的，我是道路、真理和生命。
So there are two ways in life.
有两条路啊，在一生当中。
Okay, somebody was asking, mentioning on the weekend to me, he sometimes speaks to the children. He says, how many kinds of people are there in the world?
他说地上呢有多少种人呢？
And the answer is two kinds.
只有两种人。
There's only two kinds of people in the world.
只有两种人，地上。
There are people on the broad way going to destruction.And there are people on the narrow way going to life.
只有两种人在宽路上 走向灭亡的人和在窄路上走向生命的人。
All through the Bible, there's only two ways.
所以整本圣经都告诉我们只有两条路，两条路可以走。
Those who are going to heaven,
那去天堂的路。
Those who are going to hell,
去地狱的路。
Those who believe in Jesus, and those who don't believe in Jesus.
那些相信耶稣的和那些不相信耶稣。
Okay?Those who are good because Jesus has saved them, and those who are bad because they wouldn't let Jesus save them.
那些好的是因为耶稣拯救了他们，那些坏的是因为他不愿意耶稣来拯救。
Those who are wise and trust the Lord Jesus.
那些聪明的信靠耶稣的。
Those who are foolish and won't trust the Lord Jesus.
那些愚昧的不愿意信靠耶稣的。
And so the Bible says only two kinds of people.
所以圣经告诉我们，它就是两种人，地上。
So everyone starts on the broad road, and those people who believe the Lord Jesus, they say, I'm going to choose the narrow road.
啊，那每一个人都从宽路开始起步的。那那些，说我愿意信靠耶稣的人呢，他就进到了这条窄路。
Okay.And then after that, on our chart, after that comes death.
然后过了这一段呢，在我们的图上呢，就来了，来到哪了？死亡了。
So the question is, when can you choose to get on the narrow road rather than the broad road? When can you do that?
所以现在问题是你什么才能，什么时候才能选择，不要宽路，要窄路呢？
Before death.
And that's the answer is before death. Can't do that afterwards.
答案就是你得死前做这件事情，你不能死后做这件事情。
Okay, so before death, we must choose to be on the narrow road. We're all on the broad road, but we can all choose to be on the narrow road, and we want to do that before death.
所以在死亡死之前呢，我们可以选择去走这条窄路。
All right. Well, the question then is, what happens to people who die?
那现在问题是，人死了以后发生什么？
And so the people who are on the narrow road, their body goes to the grave.
那在窄路上的人呢，他们的身体是进到了坟墓。
That's why we have graveyards.
这就是为什么今天有坟呢？
The bodies go to the grave. But the Bible says that the soul that's in us, it doesn't go to the grave, it goes to heaven.
那圣经说呢，我们的灵魂不下地狱，不下这个坟墓里边，是它是去天堂的。
All right, so that's very, very encouraging.
是非常非常令人振奋。
So, in our family, we've got a mother and a father who are buried out near 41st Avenue and Fraser Street.
那我们的父母都葬在41街和 Fraser 那个附近的坟地。
And the fact is that Norma and I love our mother and father very much.
Norma 和我呢，我们很爱我们的父母。
We would both tell you that we were extremely fortunate by God to have such a good mother and father.
我也想告诉你们，就是我们非常非常的幸运，有这样的父母。
We loved them very much.
非常爱他们。
Because they loved us very much.
因为他们很爱我们。
And the fact is that there probably isn't anything that we wouldn't do for them if we could have done it for them.
因为很可能我们也没有什么可以为他们做的，在我们一生中。
They died. And neither Norma nor I have ever gone back to the graveside.
然后他们死了，然后不管Norma还是我呢，我们从来没有再回那个墓去看过。
Okay. So why didn't we go back to the graveside?
那我们为什么不去看一下呢？
Because they're not there.
因为他们不在那里啊。
Okay, they're up there. They're in heaven.
他们在上面呢。
Okay. So we think of them often, we think about them in heaven. We don't, what's the point of going back to the graveside? All it is some flesh that's rotting and decomposing. They were pretty sick before they died. They're in worse shape today. Their bodies are in worse shape. We don't go there. We remember them when they were alive.
因为他们在天上我们是知道的，我们想念他，我们也纪念他们活着的时候。但是呢，我们知道我去，如果去坟地，那就是他要腐朽的身体，他们死之前已经身体都快不行了，有什么好看的呢
？Okay, we thank the Lord for them. We're not disrespectful of the grave.
我们并不是说不尊重这个坟地。
It's just it's not priority.
这只是不是我们的优先顺序。
Okay, so it's true. Lots of bodies in the graves.
很多很多的坟地里有很多很多的身体。
All right.Now, people who don't believe in Jesus, they go down to the bottom of the page, they go to a place called hell.
那些不信的人呢，在我们底下的这个部分，你就看见他们的灵魂就去了一个地方叫地狱。
And that's not a very pleasant place at all.
虽然他们的身体也去了坟墓，那也地狱也不是一个特别好的地方。
That is a place of, the word is torment.
英文这个词呢这个地方叫什么叫 torment 叫做痛苦折磨的意思
And I'm just going to read to you from Luke chapter 16 verse 19
我可以跟大家读一段经文就是路加福音的16章19节
Luke 16:19 A lot of people sayWell, you know, I don't mind if I'm on the broad road.
很多人会说，哎呀，我也不介意，宽路就宽路呗，有什么了不起
？They say there's going to be lots of people with me on the broad road.
至少有很多人跟我一起啊，陪伴我。
A lot of people say I don't mind going to hell. My friends are going to be there.
很多人说我也不介意去地狱啊，反正我朋友也在那儿。
All right, so we're going to read the story now about what Jesus says about people who live and die. And, of course, when they died, there's two roads. There's people who die on the narrow road, people who die on the broad road. What's the difference after death?
所以这里就是耶稣他亲自讲的，在这两条路之后，死了以后，到底发生了什么，宽路和窄路。
I'm not sure. I think, Wong, the thing to do is for you just to read this all in Chinese,
okay,、yeah.
and then we'll read it all in English, and then we'll probably be finished, which means we've got to carry on next week with this. But you read it all, because it's so important that、okay. we see this is what Jesus is saying about life after death.
好，我先帮大家从19章16章19节到31节我都帮大家读一下这是非常重要的然后呢我们再一起读英文因为这是耶稣自己讲的关于人生后的事情有一个财主穿着紫色袍和细麻布衣服天天奢华宴乐又有一个讨饭的名叫拉萨路浑身生疮被人放在财主门口要得财主桌子上掉下来的零碎充饥并且狗来舔他的疮后来那讨饭的死了被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里财主也死了并且埋葬了他在阴间受痛苦举目远远地望见亚伯拉罕又望见拉萨路在他怀里就喊着说我主亚伯拉罕啊可怜我吧打发拉萨路来用指头尖蘸点水凉凉我的舌头因为我在这火焰里极其痛苦亚伯拉罕说儿啊你该回想你生前享过福拉萨路也受过苦如今他在这里得安慰你倒受痛苦不但这样并且在你我之间有深渊限定以致人要从这边过到你那边是不可能的从那边要过到我们这边也是不能的财主说我主啊既是这样求你打发拉萨路到我父家去因为我还有五个弟兄他可以对他们做见证免得他们也来到这痛苦的地方亚伯拉罕说他们有摩西和先知的话可以听从他说我主亚伯拉罕啊不是的若有一个人从死里复活的到他们那里去他们必要悔改亚伯拉罕说若不听从摩西和先知的话就是有一个从死里复活的他们也是不听劝
All right, let's start in English then. We'll start reading again at verse 19. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. At his feet was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried in hell, where he was in torment. He looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, "Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire." But Abraham replied, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us." He answered, "Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have five brothers. Let him warn them so that they will not come to this place of torment." Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." "No, Father Abraham," he said, "but if someone goes to them, they will repent." He said to them, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced if someone rises from the dead." All right. Very, very serious, very sober words. But basically, that's what this place, hell, is like. It's not a pleasant place. It's not even a place where you would have friends, because the rich man said, "Don't send my brothers here." If his brothers came, he could be with them all. They'd all be there together, but none of them would be happy. And so the rich man says, "I'd rather be alone here than have my brothers come to this place of torment." It's an awful place called hell. Now, heaven is a wonderful place, but hell is a terrible place. That's why people say, "I don't want to stay on the broad way. I want to get on the narrow way." Because you see, the broad way leads to destruction. And that's a terrible place. Destruction doesn't mean everything is over. Destruction means you never get an opportunity to live the way you should. All you get is penalty and sorrow. So that's the teaching regarding hell. We got 3 minutes, maybe a question or two. We're going to carry on this story next week to give you an overview so that you can begin to understand what God's plans are, and so that you can all say, I don't want to go there. I want to go to God's blessing. I don't want God's judgment.
所以这些话都是非常严肃的啊，就是路加福音的16章这些话。所以这里面讲到的地狱不是一个地方你是希望朋友来的，恰恰相反，拉萨路这个财主他特别不愿意他的兄弟们来啊，他宁肯在这边自己待着。这个地方实在是非常 令人痛苦的一个地方。所以灭亡不是说一些事情结束了叫灭亡，灭亡是他会一直待在永恒的审判里，这个叫灭亡。所以这是一个一点也不好玩的结果，一点也不好玩的事情。所以天堂是人们应该有的选择，地狱是人们应该拒绝的选择。
Oh, anybody can remember all that? I know. It's marvelous. All right. Any question on what we've covered?
今天还有什么问题吗？因为我们还有两三分钟。
现在就是，我有一个问题，就是没有一个就是比较科学的验证，就是这个地狱，因为在那个佛教里也有天堂、地狱、灭，我们那地狱还分十八层的，还越深这个是 the more culture。
有一个科学的验证。Okay. Yeah, the question is there any scientific proof of the hell? Because in religion of Buddhist, they also have similar descriptions.
Yes.
Of hell, so even 18 levels of different.
Okay. So. Yeah. I don't know of any scientific proof. The proof that's convincing is biblical proof. And yes, there are several different approaches that we can take to show from the Bible that there is hell. Let me give you one simple, explanation, not from science or from the Bible, just from logic.
那我现在呢，我们也没有，对，我们没有科学的，但是呢，我们有一些圣经的依据，但是我想给你一个逻辑方面的证据。
Okay, logic says this: good is good and should be rewarded. Bad is bad and should be punished.
那逻辑是这样，就是好呢就是好的，那它需要被奖赏；坏呢就是坏的，那它需要被惩罚。
I explained this to a friend one day, and he said, "Well, I'm not so sure about that."
那有一天我跟我一个朋友这么讲的，他说：“哎，这都不一定，我也不这么认为。
”And I said to him, "Yes, you are. You are a lawyer, and lawyers know that good is good and should be rewarded, and bad is bad and should be punished."
那我就跟他说：“那你不是个律师吗？你应该知道，好的就应该得奖赏，坏的应该得惩罚。”
Now there's a problem.
那现在问题来了。
Not always in life is good rewarded and bad punished.
那问题呢，就是在不是一生人的一生当中都是好的得奖赏，坏的得惩罚。
And therefore, simple justice demands that there be a heaven and a hell.
所以有一个最简单的这个公义的要求呢，就是要有一个天堂和地狱。
So that's not an answer from science. That's just an answer from logic and from your conscience and mine. Yeah, there's got to be a place of heaven for reward and a place of hell for punishment. And if it weren't there, we wouldn't have any confidence in the God who made us.
这只是我们里面的良心会告诉我们，它不是说一个科学的证据，就是你若没有天堂和地狱呢，它就没有终极的公义，那也不可能这个上帝是你值得去信赖。
They also say if you, in the real life, you behave well and also always do good things, you go to heaven after death.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And if you always do bad things, you will go to hell.
Yes. The problem is that we all do bad things. That's our problem.
所以问题，佛教的问题不在乎他说的天堂和地狱，问题是我们做不到。就是他要我们在生前做的那些事情我们做不到，我们都做不好的事情。
Okay, so the Bible basically says that we're all bad people, but some of us are forgiven bad people and others are unforgiven bad people. And forgiven bad people, because they believed in Jesus, they go to heaven. And unforgiven bad people go to hell.
所以和其他的区别，最大的区别是我们并不是说我们地上不是有好人坏人两种人，我们地上全是坏人，只有被赦免的坏人和没有被赦免的坏人两种人。对，
我觉得这个基督教更人性化一些，然后佛教有点太严格了，不近人情，有的是。
这才Christian is more human than probably the other religions. Is not that
okay
human.
Yeah.
觉得不是严格，是你根本就做不到的事儿，完全不可能，完全不可能。那你觉得还有结果吗？
Can we continue next time?
I think we're going to have to, because there's all kinds of questions.
对，我们的问题还是。
Okay, Lucia's got a question too.
Yeah.yeah, she's asking about the, actually Catholics.
Yes.
Yeah, Catholics' definition of hell.
Okay.
Yeah, Catholic God said this, also just like Buddhists, the different level of hell.
All right.
Pretty detailed things, maybe next
okay.
time.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's right. We'll try to answer, many more of these questions. Lots of suggestions.Lots of questions. We're going to try to answer them. It's important that we know. It's important that we know about heaven. It's important that we know about hell. It's important that we know how to get to heaven and to make sure that we are on the narrow road. Okay? Because a lot of people say they're on the narrow road, but they're really not.
所以我们比较重要的是我们要确保我们自己知道是在那个窄路上。因为很多人觉得他在，其实他并没有在。这个是更重要的事情。
So, we haven't finished. Next week,
Lord
willing, we'll carry on.
我们下一周继续。
Let's pray. Some of you have got to leave. Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for telling us what's going to happen.
主啊，我们要谢谢您要告诉我们未来要发生的事。
We would be a very hopeless people if we didn't know where we were going and how to get there.
主啊，我们本是没有指望的，因为我们不知道要从哪里来，要往哪里去。
And so we want to thank you for telling us.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，您把这一切告诉我们。
But Lord, the fact is, we all want to go to heaven.
那事实是呢，我们都想去天堂。
And so, Lord, may each of us say, Lord, I'm finished with the broad way.I choose to go the narrow way. I put my trust in Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们要每一个人都说呢，我们愿意放弃这宽路，我们要选择耶稣，我们要去那窄路。
And we thank you for all that. Thanks for everyone who's here today. Pray that you'll bring us back next week.
主啊，我们要为这一切的恩典献上感恩，也谢谢您，把我们每一位带到您的家来，带领他们下一周继续回来。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.